Okay, well, we at this table solved the problem of mobility because we all really got on and no one wanted to go anywhere. So we all stayed here, except for one person, but that doesn't break the rule because they're not invited back. But But the reason we had a really good chat is because we had a really great conversation about toothpaste. And we were talking about toothpaste because we started off talking about how was kind of reflecting on how there's been a change, and that, you know, these days you brush your teeth and you turn the tap off when you're not, you know, so you used to just turn it on and gush out, and now people do turn the tap off. And it's like, well, what led to that little change? How did that change come about? How can we learn from that and encourage more change? And then someone commented that actually, they've spent a lot of time in places where clean water is difficult to find, and so they don't use water to brush their teeth, and that was the seed for them thinking about the environment, and they got sort of politically active from that. And then we had the idea, well, all we've got to do is propose to toothpaste manufacturers that they produce nice tasting toothpaste that you don't need water for. We've solved all these problems. And then someone actually pointed out that their father's a dentist and you don't need toothpaste. So we kind of went full circle there. And then other things we talked about was communication, need for simplicity of messages. We talked about using sort of media art strategies, how stuff like social software, etc., can have an impact, how that can be used, how that can be a really effective means of communication. And then we kind of talked about examples, and we talked about some in the kind of media art world, but then there's a really nice example of an advertising project where people put stickers on bananas. It's kind of a commercial project, and you could find out where those bananas came from, which wasn't an art project. And then there's this great thing that someone brought all the way from Finland to show you, which is the nutritioncode.com. So you can, it's kind of like an ethical store card thing. You can swipe it, pay 20p, and you find out all about the products you've used, which is really cool. So it's kind of interesting how these things arise in different places, not just the arts. And then we talked about some of the saturation things, you know, how can you deal with too much information, and the problem with the media as well, how not only saturation but the need to have the same message repeated in a world that feeds off novelty. How do you do that? How do you give visibility to all the good stuff out there, and that's not just around here but also out there, maybe places where the media industries aren't based, such as in rural areas. And then we also talked about incremental change, and if you want to go about changing things, don't do it all at once, but do it through little steps. Did I miss anything?
Lots of specifics.
Sorry.